Diagnosing hearing impairment in children is a multifaceted process that involves thorough assessments aimed at accurately determining the extent and nature of the hearing loss. Here's a deeper exploration of the key aspects involved in the diagnosis. Newborn hearing screening. This initial step is crucial as it allows for the early identification of hearing impairment, often shortly after birth. Newborn hearing screening programs are widespread in many countries and typically involve non-invasive tests such as otoacoustic emissions, OAE, and auditory brainstem response, ABR. These tests are designed to detect potential hearing issues, even in newborns who may not yet be exhibiting obvious signs of hearing loss. Diagnostic evaluation. If a newborn fails the initial hearing screening or if hearing loss is suspected later in infancy or childhood, further diagnostic evaluations are necessary. These evaluations are typically conducted by audiologists and may involve a range of comprehensive audiologic assessments. For older infants and children, behavioral tests such as visual reinforcement audiometry VRA or play audiometry may be used to measure their responses to sounds of varying frequencies and intensities. For infants who are too young to participate in behavioral testing, objective tests such as auditory brainstem response ABR may be utilized to assess the function of the auditory nerve and brainstem in response to sound stimuli. Medical evaluation. In conjunction with audiologic assessments, a medical evaluation by an otolaryngologist ear, nose, and throat specialist or pediatrician is often recommended to rule out any underlying medical conditions that may be causing or contributing to the hearing impairment. This evaluation may include a thorough examination of the ears, including otoscopy to visualize the ear canal and tympanic membrane, as well as imaging studies such as computed tomography, CT scans, or magnetic resonance imaging MRI to assess the structures of the ear and identify any abnormalities or pathologies. Speech and language assessment. Assessing speech and language development is an integral part of the diagnostic process for hearing impairment. Speech-language pathologists, SLPs, or other qualified professionals may conduct assessments to evaluate the child's communication skills, including speech production, receptive and expressive language abilities, and pragmatic language skills. These assessments help determine the impact of hearing loss on the child's ability to communicate effectively and inform decisions regarding appropriate interventions and therapies. Developmental monitoring. Diagnosis of hearing impairment also involves ongoing monitoring of the child's development across various domains, including speech and language development, cognitive skills, and social-emotional development. Regular follow-up evaluations are essential to track progress over time, identify any emerging challenges or delays, and ensure that appropriate interventions and support services are implemented as needed to optimize the child's developmental outcomes. In summary, the diagnosis of hearing impairment in children requires a comprehensive and multidisciplinary approach, involving collaboration among audiologists, otolaryngologists, pediatricians, speech-language pathologists, and other healthcare professionals. By conducting thorough assessments and evaluations, healthcare providers can accurately assess the child's hearing status, identify any underlying factors contributing to the hearing impairment, and develop individualized intervention plans tailored to meet the child's unique needs and promote optimal communication and developmental outcomes.